funny.
Just like us, baby, we were born to run.
Hour two, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. By the way, I don't know if you saw, but Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro, he lost his lawsuit. He lost his lawsuit trying to copyright his dance that he stole from Bruce Springsteen and Courtney Cox. Tried to get it copyrighted so that Fortnite would have to pay him. He lost. They determined that dances cannot be copyrighted. Hour two headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Joe Flacco was reportedly drawing serious trade interest from one other team besides the Denver Broncos, which is where he ended up.
Does it say the team?
Yes, it does. The Broncos, not the only team that tried to acquire him.
No, I know they did. They got him, though. Who was the other team that was trying to acquire him?
There was another NFL team involved. According to 104.3, the Fan in Denver, the deal came together quickly because the Broncos didn't want to lose out to this other team.
Do we know the other team? Like, I know it wasn't the Broncos, and it wasn't the Ravens.
It was a different NFL team.
It was one of 30. Who was it?
I'll give you one guess. Now, this is according to both Sports Illustrated and 104.3 The Fan. The other team trying to trade for Flacco was the
Jaguars.
Washington Redskins.
Ah, yeah, duh.
The Washington Redskins, because they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, no duh.
Remember, as we figured out in our exercise last week.
Yeah.
The Washington Redskins.
I should have known that one.
Would you rather play for the Broncos or the Redskins?
Honestly, probably the Redskins.
You'd be on the East Coast. The elevation wouldn't be as high. You wouldn't have to see John Elway every day.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to work for Dan Snyder.
And you have to wear what some consider a racist logo.
I feel like the Redskins were a pretty good football. And I guess Denver was, too. Denver needed a quarterback and Washington needed a quarterback. I don't know. Maybe it's cooler to be in Denver.
I'd rather be in D.C.
I like the way their fans chant, incomplete, after every time the opposing team
that
throws
would get old.
Completion.
That would get pretty old. D.C. probably a better city than Denver.
Is that true?
In general.
I disagree with that.
You think?
I've never been to either.
I've been to Denver.
You've been to Denver?
Never been to D.C.
You didn't like Denver?
It was okay. We went to the Six Flags over Mile High. That was a pretty good time.
Riding roller coasters in that elevation seemed scary.
It was.
Seems like you get dizzy pretty easy up there.
I did. Passed out. No, I didn't.
Feels like if you being such a big boy, they wouldn't want you up there putting that extra stress on you.
Yeah. I was pretty young. My heart wasn't under as much stress as it is now.
I gotcha.
So, although I did have to sit out a few of the rides. I always had trouble. They say if you can't buckle to a certain point, you can't ride. A lot of times I couldn't fit on certain rides.
Would you actually get off or would you just try to hide
it? A lot of times I would try to hide it, which was probably risky. There's probably a reason that it's got to buckle to a certain point, you know. But sometimes I'd have to get off after waiting in line. Talk about a struggle. I'll never forget Mr. Freeze in St. Louis. That was the one. I stood in line for like an hour and a half for that thing and had to go back. Said, sorry, buddy, too fat. Can't ride this one. Said, okay. Luckily, the Batman ride, I fit perfectly.
Did they at least give you a pass to get to the front of the line of another ride?
No, I had to stand in line more.
I feel like they should have at least radioed to their boy at another ride. It's like, hey.
You're gonna see a kid come through who wants to get on the Batman ride. You'll know who he is.
He got a code 800. We got code 800.
When he comes
big
through,
big snowman trying to get on ride.
When he comes through, you'll know who he is. He's wearing an orange hoodie and orange sweatpants.
He looks a lot like a pumpkin. Can you get him on the ride, please?
He looks like James lost his giant peach. He's coming through, and we're gonna need you to let him up front. He's crying. He will be crying. and he's covered in sweat. You'll know who we're talking about when he gets there. And since we're located a quarter of a mile away from you, it'll take him about an hour and a half.
I feel like you should at least get a fast pass. If they kick you off one ride for being too fat, they should be like, hey, you can go ride this ride, or at least here's the free funnel cake.
Some kind of consolation,
would you,
right?
Would you rather have a fast pass to go to the front of the line of the Batman or a free funnel cake?
Believe it or not, I'd still rather ride the Batman. The Batman ride was cool.
That was fun.
That was cool. That was your legs dangle.
I've never been to the one in St. Louis, but it's the same one in Atlanta.
They have Six Flags in Atlanta.
That's the one that I thought. I thought that was the original one, but I guess not.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
I don't know why I assumed that. I guess it was just because it's the one closest to me. But
I know they got one in Dallas. The like where I grew up, it was either Dallas or St. Louis. So here, people go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
How many Six Flags do they have?
Six. They put all the flags at each place. That's where the flags come from.
Okay. So they have Atlanta, St. Louis, Dallas. Are you lying?
The Six Flags thing isn't. I don't think it's true.
I mean, it's believable. So anyway,
now I'm curious. Like, what are the Six Flags that fly?
I feel like there's got to be a lot of them. I'm gonna say they have like.
Does the American 11, flag count as one?
11 locations, maybe.
Six different nations that have governed Texas. So I guess it started in Texas. Is that right?
I do feel like the one in Dallas is probably
the main, started in the Texas. Okay, so Six Flags. I guess it just used to be Six Flags over Texas, and then they put the Spain, France, Mexico, Republic of Texas, United States, and the Confederate States of America.
Texas counts that one, the Confederate States.
That seems weird.
Yeah, it does. I mean, Spain, Mexico, those all make sense. France. They just count themselves, the Republic of Texas.
Yeah,
such an arrogant state.
You gotta fly your state flag.
They're such an arrogant state.
Gotta fly your state flag.
Texas makes me mad. I wish they would just secede. Just be your own country. You think you're so important. I guess they could be. With all the oil and I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just anyway, Joe Flacco. Redskins wanted him. You find how many there were? How many Six Flags?
Oh, no. I was still sitting here thinking about how sad you probably were when they kicked you off of the...
Mr. Freeze. Looking back on it, I think Mr. Freeze just went, like, straight up in the air and then back down. Like, I don't think it was that great. That's what I've told myself anyway.
It looks like there's 15 Six Flags parks.
Okay.
But then, like, there's... Obviously more when you start adding in the water parks and the separate admission, but they own the property kind of deal.
I liked it better when I thought that there were only six of them.
We're talking big parks, though, the good ones.
And they have several upcoming parks they're building in China.
Well, nobody cares about those. What are the cities
How
in America?
How have I ended up on Six Flags, a Spanish website?
I don't know.
They've got 15 ones in America.
What are the American cities?
Parks you guys got?
Eureka, Missouri, Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, I'm in China, Dubai, and Saudi Arabia coming soon.
Austell, Georgia, Massachusetts.
Here's a map, Cody, if you want to see the map. I got it pulled up.
Mexico City, Mexico.
Southern California.
Illinois.
This state right here.
New Jersey.
That's Arizona.
This state right there.
I can see them now, Ben.
So they got Maryland, three in Texas. Canada.
See, the place I went in Denver was not actually a Six Flags, I guess. But it was like a knockoff Six Flags. It was like a... I thought it was Six Flags, but it wasn't. Speaking of Arizona, Lute Olson is recovering after he suffered a stroke.
How's that for a segue?
We did mention Arizona. The legendary former coach recovering. He's expected... This is great news. He's expected to make a full recovery after having a stroke. Lute Olson, legend. He's 84 now. Hall of Fame inductee.
Olson, well, good for him. I'm glad he's recovered.
Lute Olson was 589 and 187.
He was really good. He built Arizona into blue blood.
And as great as he was, that's like half the wins that Coach K has. That's how good Coach K is.
Game or headlines?
Stonehenge has been solved. Apparently, the massive rocks just came from 180 miles away.
Yeah, no, someone actually sent me this thinking that... said it was an interesting story and that there's conspiracies built around it. Some people think the aliens did it.
Apparently they just hauled in the rocks from Wales.
From where?
Wales.
That's only the interior rocks.
W-A-L-E-S. Wales did not carry the rocks in from the sea.
Like the country?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was 180 miles
Wales,
away.
Wales
is like part of England.
Like Scotland? Scotland. You got Scotland, Wales, and England, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Wales
180 miles away. How's that 180 miles away?
It's very close.
Yeah, it's 180 miles away.
From Georgia?
From Stonehenge.
Georgia.
What the hell is it? Isn't there a Stonehenge, Stonehenge in Georgia? What the hell is going on?
No, you're talking about between the hedges. We're talking about Stonehenge.
I am not talking about between the hedges.
Stonehenge in England.
Stonehenge in England. Like the giant.
It was always like one of the seven wonders of the world.
The giant rocks in a circle.
Yeah, but
megaliths.
Sometimes I feel so stupid.
Cam says, "Are you talking about Stone Mountain,
Georgia?" You don't need to.
Are you talking about Rock City? That's here in Tennessee.
I'm not talking about Rock City, damn it.
That is not one of the seven wonders of the world. Although it's an interesting place to visit.
You can see seven states.
I've always felt that was a lie. I've never believed that. Well, anyway, a new study has revealed that one of the biggest mysteries attached to the ancient monument has been solved, where the giant rocks came from. The study, published in the Archaeological Journal Antiquity, reveals that the quarry where the stones originated from is approximately 180 miles away in Pembrokeshire. That's in the western part of Wales.
Still amazing that they could get these several ton rocks 180 miles using no tools.
Good point, Ben, because archaeological professor at the University of London, Mike Pearson, says every other Neolithic monument in Europe was built of megaliths brought from no more than 10 miles away, whereas Pembrokeshire, 180 miles away. So how'd they get them there? Giants?
That's actually...
The American Stonehenge. That's what I'm talking about in Georgia. They got a Stonehenge in Georgia, the American.
Well, that's just what America does. That's just a knockoff of the original. I mean, that's...
Well, that's what I was thinking of.
That's like what we built our country on.
So there is a Stonehenge in Georgia, so thanks for making me feel like an idiot. I hope no one turned the channel. I had to get out of their car at the time of me sounding like an idiot whenever, like, I was not way off. Like,
Is there mystery surrounding the American Stonehenge?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the mystery?
The anonymity of the Godstone's authors and their apparent advocacy of population control, eugenics, and internationalism. The writing on the Stonehenge is calling for some weird things.
Oh.
Yeah. Joke's on you two. I was okay. Not going to say I was right, but I was okay.
Joke's on us, coming from the guy that Stonehenge, the first thought was in Georgia.
When I hear Stonehenge, I think of the American controversy surrounding the American Stonehenges to our neighbors to the south.
Yeah, that's really on us. That you didn't think of Stonehenge in England.
The Stonehenge.
The actual Stonehenge.
You two made me sound like an idiot saying there wasn't even one in America.
Well, congrats on being right on that, I guess.
In the conversation, I don't think I was the one that sounded the dumbest there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I sound like the smartest. I don't think I sounded like the dumbest.
Stonehenge is quite a controversial thing. How did they carry those stones? Giants. I think you got to go with giants.
That actually is what they used to say like back in... You know, the early
1500s. If you watched Game of Thrones, you know giants existed. So.
Okay. Got some football news coming up after the break. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer?
I've been waiting for the last couple of days to see the week 2 TV ratings of the AAF. Week 1, at least on Saturday night, pretty good. Been waiting to see what week 2 was going to have. We haven't seen those yet, which makes me think that they're not going to be good because, you know, when Saturday had a good showing, you saw those numbers by Sunday. Here we are on Tuesday, and it is a holiday week, and President's Day maybe has some type of effect on this. I don't know, but we're yet to see the TV ratings. And now the headlines coming across the board are talking about the league being broke. Have you seen these?
No, but I did see where someone invested $250 million in it.
He invested $250 million into it as a way to keep the league alive already.
Hmm.
It wasn't going to make payroll.
Probably not a good sign.
They missed payroll in week one.
Probably not a good sign for the league.
They told the players and agents that it was a glitch in the system. When in actuality, there just wasn't enough money. And if they hadn't got the nine-figure infusion of cash, they would have already been broke and not able to pay players. But the Carolina, what's their hockey team? The Hurricanes? The Carolina Hurricanes owner, Tom Dundon, came through with a $250 million investment. And as a way to say thank you, they will now make him the league's new chairman.
In danger of not making payroll in your first week. I mean, there's no way this league could stay around. Who's going to invest money? NFL owners? Is anybody going to invest? How are they making money if not for investments?
Well, I don't know if you've seen any of the games. Have you watched a second of any of the games?
I have not.
I don't think I actually have either. I've seen highlights. But I don't think I've actually turned over to the channel to watch any of it.
All I've seen is Spurrier saying that one of the stadiums was loud like Rocky Top.
Well, I think that was a lie because one of the big storylines about the season is basically that no one's going to these games.
Hard to blame people.
And the AAF, I think, is okay with that. I think the AAF is fine with it being a TV sport, right? The real money's in TV anyways. That's why you don't see college football freaking out about attendance going down because everyone's still making enough money. The NFL is not as strict about their blackout rules with sellouts locally as they used to be because TV's just got so much money. So the AAF is like, all right, cool. People aren't going to come to the games. We'll just have to make it from TV. Although that begs the question as to why the AAF, like to me, I would rather have a full stadium. Like how much are these tickets? How much are these tickets to games? Like when I saw the season ticket prices, those were pretty expensive. Those were like in the thousands for season tickets of like a VIP suite.
I feel like a ticket to one of these games should probably be capped at $20.
Like absolutely capped, right? Like you could get front row seats for $20. I feel like that should be what's going on.
Lower level. Maybe you throw in a VIP experience for like $30.
Saturday, March 2nd. Let me pull up old Ticketmaster as the Memphis Express battle the San Diego Fleet and basically $20. For like 50-yard line, they're 60.
That's too much. It's way too much. This experience is probably could be equated to what? Like the Smokies and Ice Bears?
Should be.
Like, yeah, it's cool to go. It's fun, but not too much fun.
Well, for me, it just makes sense because, like, what they're doing now is failing. Like, that's one of the things you have seen is that, you know, people aren't in the stands because people aren't spending $40, $60 to go to the game.
Of course not. They thought
they
would.
And then you're missing out on concessions and really just looking like a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, if you can't fill up stadiums or if you can't get people in to watch the game, who's watching on TV? I mean, I guess you're more likely to watch on TV than you would go to one of these games, but still yet, I mean, the level of interest just can't be too great.
Just a bad sign that you're seeing, yet to see the TV ratings. I'm waiting. I want to see how they fared in week two, but the story coming out is, hey, needed $250 million. Needed $250 million from an investor to kick in and save the league from making, you know, from missing payroll. Because if you miss payroll, and it's not huge, but it's, you know, what these players are getting, what, like $70,000? Is that the number that came out? So the checks are probably $10,000. Not even that, because there's how many games are in this league? Like eight games?
There's eight teams, and it's a, I want to say it.
Are we doing a round robin schedule type of thing? Like, what's the actual schedule?
I was thinking it was a 10-week season.
I mean, you might be right. So we'll look and we will basically say Ben confirms it's a 10-week schedule. So that means their paychecks are probably, what, $7,000-$8,000?
Seems like a pretty big amount. Like,
especially when you've kind of been working, and maybe they're split up. Maybe they're not game checks. Maybe they're having to pay these people per week. I don't know, because like they had to go through all the training and things like that. But these people are needing this money to come through at this point. They've invested a lot of their time hoping to get some type of paycheck.
I mean, maybe this league could work if you didn't pay these guys that much.
I don't think it would, because I don't think people would risk injury.
For $30,000 a year?
I mean, the biggest star of the league so far has been Trent Richardson.
I mean, I feel like if you can't make it in the NFL, and if you don't have anything else going on, which maybe you do, maybe you've got a degree and you can find a job that pays $70,000, but if, I mean, some of these guys are just relying on football for a job, like, those guys would probably play for $30,000, $40,000.
Maybe.
To play a sport.
I don't know how this bodes for the league moving forward. Maybe this $250 million cash infusion will help sustain them. Maybe that will get them comfortable where they can then kind of breathe a little bit and make payroll and survive, keep their head above water as they try to grow.
$250 million doesn't seem like much for very long.
Yeah, but I mean, they have to have some of that TV money too, right? I mean, are they banking on the idea that they have a good year one and can sell the TV rights for more in year two?
I don't know. How many players are on a team? Do you know?
Nah, I would say somewhere at least. I mean, I would say there's at least 40.
They have like backups probably. So
I would say there's at least 40.
They all get paid the same?
Yeah, for the most part.
So what? Say 40 times. They get paid what? $70,000 a year?
Yeah.
So 70,000 times 40. One team, that's $2.8 million a year in just payroll. Times eight teams.
It looks like it's more like 50 people, too. Just kind of glancing at the roster and sort of kind of counting.
Well, with 40, that's $22.4 million a year. So $30 million a year, maybe, in payroll.
Per team?
No, that would be the whole league. That's times eight teams.
Well, that doesn't seem like an unreasonable number. I mean, no. I know there's other expenses going into it, and you have to take those into account. So, like I said, maybe the $250 million is more than enough to remove any of their problems. Maybe now they no longer have to worry about anything financial.
Imagine having so much money that you could just throw $250 million at this. Oh, I'd love to see this league work out. The Carolina Hurricanes owner, how much money does that guy have?
He's got enough.
To invest $250 million in this? That's a lot of money.
He gets to be the chairman now. He gets to be in control.
I guess.
I'm watching these highlights on this video. It's not awful football.
It'll never work.
It's not terrible. This Memphis game's got me kind of into it. I mean, wow, that's a bomb. It's off to the races.
Isn't Memphis the worst team?
Well, that's what I was trying to see, because they're up 18-6 right now in the fourth quarter.
Did they win last week?
I think they lost.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see how they blew it.
They choked.
So I'm kind of invested in this.
Oh, were they playing Spurrier's team? Yeah, because they were down 12 and came back and won.
Spurrier's not coaching in Arizona.
No, he's coaching in Orlando.
Yeah, no, this is Arizona.
Oh. Well, I just saw that Spurrier's team happened to be down 12 also and came back to win. So,
how much is Steve Spurrier getting paid? Do we know what Steve Spurrier's salary is? Because this seems like a really weird way to spend your final years. Is that too dark? We're talking about Spurrier's final years?
No. I mean, for a guy that we always thought was just going to go hang out on the beach, it
yeah,
does
like,
seem
did he
weird.
Just, did he just legit quit South Carolina because he was tired of losing?
I don't know.
Did he just look and say, man, South Carolina sucks? Like, I've ruined this program. There's no getting it back. Like, is that what happened there? Because it seems like a really weird way to spend your final years. Coaching in the AAF. Like, I wonder what happened. Did Spurrier's money get messed up from game one?
Well, the thing with Spurrier is he probably, at least with this, he probably just gets to coach football and doesn't have to do any of the other stuff, like recruiting and traveling, which he never did that anyway. So
he quit doing that at South Carolina, which was kind of the problem.
Yeah.
Spurrier's making half a mil. I wonder if they told Spurrier that his money was late in week one.
Yeah. I ain't going to be coaching much longer. If it is.
I mean, you did run into that problem with the players. Like, if they wouldn't have gotten this infusion of cash and they would have had another mistake on this upcoming payroll, you would have ran the risk of players just all of a sudden being like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I don't think I'm showing up to work this week.
I think I'm pulling for the Spurrier team. I think that's my team, the Orlando team.
Just a huge Spurrier fan, are you?
I like Spurrier. Everybody else is going with Memphis.
I'm not going with Memphis. Those guys are losers. Cam, how did our Atlanta Legends do this week? They got killed too. They sucked too.
Took an L.
I'm an Arizona Hotshots guy myself. I've always liked the desert.
My team's 2-0. Maybe we'll face off at some point. I'm assuming Orlando and Arizona will play.
Keep an eye on the TV ratings. Just doesn't seem like they capitalized on the potential for momentum that they had after week one, where if people were kind of into it, it seemed like week two was a disaster. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Sticking on the football topic. Antonio Brown took to social media yesterday, posted a weird like Instagram Live as he was FaceTiming with someone else on an elliptical, screaming motivational quotes at him, making his demand, saying he met with the Steelers owner, Art Rooney, and that they agreed, hey, this is best if we go our separate ways. So Antonio Brown said, hey, I'm not doing the no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL. You heard? I think I've done everything. What's left for me to do? Win the Super Bowl? Got to be on the right team for that, right? Hey, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more unguarantees, so we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game. This is not for show. This is not to be cool. This is to inspire you that no one can determine your destination but you. So Antonio Brown has gone on the internet and doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on wanting out of Pittsburgh. There was at least a little thought that maybe when he meets with the owner of the Steelers that they could find some type of agreement and come to an understanding and he would change his mind. So far, that is not the case. Everyone agreed the trade will be the best for everyone, per Adam Schefter's source.
Antonio Brown also noted that he would like to be referred to as Mr. Big Chest, not AB.
I'm not calling him Mr. Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest.
Do we think of him as having a big chest?
I don't know. If you got a big chest, does that make you more likely to receive, like a better receiver?
I mean, you're not going to be jammed.
Big chest.
I'd imagine that your chest strength is a lot of keeping you from getting jammed at the line of scrimmage, right?
I'm just thinking bigger target. If you got a big wide chest, boom, ball right in the chest.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe that has something to do with it too. Hey, I got a big chest. I'm a big target. I'm always open. I catch the ball. All right.
Everybody likes a big chest on their receivers.
I prefer thighs on my receiver. I want to see how fast. I want to see how strong the legs are. Can he get off the line?
I feel like most quarterbacks prefer the big chest.
Not Tom Brady.
Good point. Jimmy Garoppolo certainly comes to mind.
Jimmy G is someone who prefers his receivers with big chests, for sure.
If your team got guaranteed money, they want to get to know me and work with me, tell them to call me.
Only if they got guaranteed money, though. You ain't doing no unguarantees anymore. Do you want Antonio Brown on your team, the Chicago Bears, Cody McClure?
Yeah, I mean, I'd take him.
I hate that that's even a part of the conversation. Like, it's a little weird. Don't get me wrong. The Mr. Big Chest thing is weird. I don't know where it's coming from. It's strange, but, I mean, he's still a top-level wide receiver. If not the top wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I feel like the conversations about do you want him on your team, is he worth this or that, I mean, he's still worth a lot. He's still maybe the best player in the game, or best receiver.
What the hell has happened in Pittsburgh? How did this fall apart so quickly? How are they going to go two straight off seasons with the Le'Veon Bell drama and the Antonio Brown stuff? Like, the Steelers are saying, we're going to let you out, Antonio Brown. We're going to try to find a place to trade you. But you and your agent and your camp, you do not have permission to speak to other teams. We're going to do this. We're going to handle this. You don't go out trying to find us a trade partner. You don't really get to dictate where you go. We're just going to trade you somewhere. And then you have that team being told on the Instagram by Mr. Big Chest that he ain't coming unless they got guaranteed money. And lots of it. Seems like a headache. He's a great talent. I don't know who's going to trade for him. I don't know what it's going to take to trade for him. It's such a weird situation because you have them saying, yeah, we know that this relationship is over. You have both sides acknowledging a trade is best for both parties.
Maybe Jerry Jones will find a way to get him.
If Antonio Brown didn't like playing with Big Ben, would he like playing with Dak Prescott?
I don't know, but you can't have everything you want.
It's true. Sometimes you can get what you need.
Yeah.
And if you need out of Pittsburgh, I mean, does that supersede where your next destination is? If you're Antonio Brown, like, yeah, we'll trade you. The best offer we have right now is to Oakland. Because they have all these extra first-round picks. You can go hang out with Derek Carr and John Gruden. If you're Antonio Brown, all of a sudden, do you say, you know what? I think we should try this in Pittsburgh for one more year.
Let's see if we can make this work. I don't want to go out there.
One more chance. Let's see if we can do this, guys.
You get a little surprise factor with that one. You don't know exactly where you'll be playing. But, you know, eventually you'll get to be in Vegas if you stay with them for a while.
You might end up in Birmingham, Alabama for four games.
Yeah. Which, who doesn't want to go play in Birmingham, Alabama? I don't know if that town's big enough for the Birmingham Iron and the Raiders. And incest.
Lots of that. I'm just curious as to what's going to happen with Antonio Brown because wide receiver is a weird position. You know, the Patriots have obviously won their handful of Super Bowls, and their best receiver during those years has been Julian Edelman. Like the big time wide receivers don't usually lead to Super Bowl championships. Julio should have gotten one. Now, if Julio should have gotten one, and he probably would have been the best example of that. But I mean, the Eagles last year, that Alshon Jeffrey, he's not really a stud. If you think back to past Super Bowl winners, I mean, like, who your wide receiver is rarely in the top three of reasons why you win. So I don't know what the market for Antonio Brown is going to be. I don't know what the trade, you know, are you going to trade a first-round pick and have to pay this guy $20 million a year? That I don't know if teams are going to be signing up to do that.
Doesn't necessarily seem worth it.
That seems like a big investment. Like, Antonio Brown's great. We're all acknowledging he is one of the three best receivers in the NFL.
He's very good.
But I don't know if it's worth it for a team to say, here's a first-round pick and here's all this money, sir. You're going to get us over the hump. All right, let's lighten the show a little bit. We'll go to the hat next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. I miss the NBA. I miss it. This All-Star break, there's nothing. You know, I watched a little bit of Virginia versus Virginia Tech, but it didn't move me. Virginia just plays that boring style of basketball that's really effective. And they let Virginia Tech hang around for a little bit, but Virginia Tech's not good enough. And Virginia went there on the road and came out with a, what, six-point victory, I think? Ho-hum. That's just kind of what Virginia does. I need me some basketball back in my life. We'll get it tonight with Tennessee playing Vanderbilt, but this is one of those games that feels just kind of empty. I want to see how Tennessee responds, but at the same time, I acknowledge that what Tennessee does this weekend against LSU will be the real test. Need some good basketball in my life. What else we got tonight? We got Kentucky going to Missouri. Is that right? We'll see how Kentucky responds to their big win and moving up to number four in the country. They go to Missouri to play Conzo, who's 12-12 and 3-9 in the 3-9 in the SEC.
Man, Conzo! Imagine if Conzo beats Kentucky tonight.
It'd be nice. We're rooting for that, right?
Well, of course.
Okay, just making sure.
Of course we are.
Just making sure.
I don't know who wouldn't be.
Conzo haters.
You,
like some people just don't like Conzo enough where they're like, you know what, I don't want him to get that win over Kentucky.
You can't dislike Conzo enough to pull for Kentucky tonight.
If they do, there will be some tweets of Conzo being able to do what Tennessee wasn't able to do, though. Just get ready for him. In the SEC tonight, you got Vandy at Tennessee, obviously. That's on ESPN, 7 o'clock. Ole Miss traveling to South Carolina. Both these teams are 8-4 in the SEC. Big game in South Carolina. Kentucky travels to Missouri, and Alabama, who is trying to stay on the right side of the bubble in the NCAA tournament, travels to Texas A&M. Alabama's only a 1.5-point favorite. They can't afford a loss at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As you're
going to that
college basketball scoreboard.
Careful.
Can you draw one, please?
I got it.
We're running out of topics. We need more. We need a new infusion of topics in the hat.
All right, in the hat. I drew NBA. Woo. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the hat dictated it.
Yeah, the Clippers are playing basketball right now, and so are the Wizards and the Magic.
Well, no, it's the All-Star break.
Yeah, good point.
You know
no why. Teams are playing basketball right now.
That look of disappointment there.
Oh, there's one.
You got to take that one. Oh, the hat threw that one out.
This one must be Destiny, then. It just fell out of the hat.
Can we get an MLB free agency right after an NBA on the All-Star break?
What would it take for you to go vegetarian for life? Vegetarian for life. So no more meat ever again. Only vegetables. And I guess you get your proteins from
pasta,
beans. How do vegetarians get protein?
Vegetarians aren't just like eating only vegetables. They're eating other stuff too. It's just not meat.
Yeah.
Right?
So, it's really not that bad. So like tofu.
It's kind of bad.
Tofu, you get protein. What else? Beans. Do beans have protein?
Peanut butter, I guess.
Yeah, peanut butter. You get protein.
I mean, eat a peanut butter sandwich every morning.
Can you eat eggs?
Yeah, you can eat eggs. You just can't eat chicken.
As a vegetarian, are you sure?
Vegetarians can eat it.
You're thinking of vegan.
Vegan cannot eat eggs.
Vegans can't eat anything that's of an animal.
Yeah,
so vegan is worse.
Vegan's much worse.
Vegans, there's no milk. You can't, drink milk from cows.
Oh.
No dairy, no cheese. Nothing that comes from animals.
Oh, so vegetarian, you can do, you can have cheese, milk,
eggs. Yeah, you just can't eat meat.
Cheese, milk, eggs, bread.
You can actually even have fish.
That's pescatarian, right?
Yeah, but most vegetarians will usually have fish.
So they're vegetarians, but they're we'll have some fish. Maybe a steak every now and then.
Yeah, maybe
McDonald's when we're drunk.
We don't really care about the poor fish.
So vegetarians don't really
plenty of fish in
care
the sea.
About
anything. What was that?
Plenty of fish in the sea.
That's a good point.
I need you to hit the loser sound there for yourself, please.
Oh, actually, to add in Monday motivation, I had to get rid of some stuff.
Well, there should have been four or five options.
Well, we have, we've got Rams going to die now, and then there's the sad trombone.
So you didn't, you left the Rams going to die out there and didn't put,
Yeah, because I used that.
When have you used that one?
Whenever Cody is, talking about how everybody's going to die, and then I hit it.
I mean, it hasn't happened since then, but okay, fair enough.
Good to remember, though.
And then Monday motivation, and then I have, whenever God calls, we have his intro.
Thunder.
Baseball talk, the headline mix. Our front page is very full. Preds report.
Isn't there a second page?
There's eight pages over there.
There's seven pages, but the first one's where all the drops are, and can't change that.
Sounds like... Didn't you say you had the horn yesterday?
Didn't you
say you played the sad trombone yesterday? Did you say that?
I even listed it off just now.
Well, where's the sad trombone? That works for a bad joke, too. I'll take the sad trombone, too. There. That's for your plenty of fish in the sea. All right, Cody, so vegetarian for a year, what would it take?
I think a cool million.
That's it?
For life, excuse me.
For life. It doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but to tell you, and you got to stick to it, you can't eat meat the rest of your life. Maybe $500,000.
I'd take $100,000. That's my starting number, and if you came to me with 50 grand cash, I might listen.
My number's going down the more I think
about
it.
For life?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Support the beef industry. That's taken care of me my entire life. I appreciate everyone who eats beef. So, I don't want everyone to become vegetarian, but I think I could do it.
Yeah, my number's going down the more seconds that pass. I think, 50,000 probably.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw anything crazy out there. So, what? There'd be no more chicken. I eat a lot of chicken. I do eat a lot of chicken.
Your breakfast would basically be shot.
No. For the last 2 weeks... 80% of my breakfast has been just peanut butter sandwiches.
I mean, if you lose bacon and eggs.
Just go to eggs. I love egg sandwiches.
Egg sandwiches is one of my favorite meals, period.
Not breakfast meals. With cheese.
So you can have a...
I don't need cheese on my egg sandwich, but sure. I mean, if you like that, that's fine. You still get that.
I feel like it's weird to not have cheese on it.
Is it?
Yeah, it is a little bit weird.
So. Unless it's a runny egg sandwich. Is that what you mean?
Nope. Scramble my eggs
love
and
that.
Put it on bread and...
Love a good. You ever have a
Sometimes
good?
Sometimes I put sausage on it if I'm out at the Waffle House or something. But this equation, no longer eating pig. So
you ever have a good thick sausage and a good thick sourdough bread, and a runny egg, so it gets into the bread, but it's a good strong bread.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's good. Be tough to give up good thick sausage though.
I'm just thinking about a burger, man.
I could do away with burgers.
I love a simple burger. Dude, I think that's honestly my favorite food.
Just ground beef?
Just a good burger.
You can still have vegetarian burger.
It'd have to be a veggie burger. It wouldn't even be a turkey burger.
Yeah, you can't even get ground turkey. I'd do it for $50,000. My health would probably improve.
Yeah.
And that's kind of invaluable, isn't it? Is there anything you would do it for that's not monetarily based?
Like, so say, what do you mean?
Well, say
like a health concern? Like if my doctor was like, hey, you need to quit eating meat, then I think I would just quit eating meat for the most part.
No, I mean, like, you got to give up meat for the rest of your life, but you can have something else.
You mean like some type of genie gives you a wish and you can eat a little bit of ice cream or something?
Something you want.
Like if you told me I could eat all the pizza and ice cream I wanted, although I like my meat on the my pizza, if you told me I could eat all the candy and ice cream I wanted without it negatively affecting me, I might make that trade.
Well, what's something you've always wanted that's not money-based?
Full head of hair?
Yeah. So like if someone said that, you can have all your hair.
That's a good question.
Just give up meat the rest of your life. Might do it.
Oh. Yeah, I'd probably be like 6'5".
Yeah. An extra foot.
An extra like, you know, 6 inches or so.
Good to have an extra foot, wouldn't it?
No, like, you know, 4 or 5 inches. Speaking of
extra, Ben's talking extra inches. I mean, I'm not gonna go there, but I think, you know, another 3 or 4 wouldn't hurt. Probably give up meat for that.
Dean Heating, Plumbing.
865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville. Eh.
Talk sports. Talk sports. Talk sports. Talk sports. John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody on the MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Yeah. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Hey. Talk sports. Yeah. Talk sports. Hey. Talk sports, give you what you ask for.
Yeah, hour 3, yeah. Kicking talk off sports, the Fan Run Studios. Talk sports, in the first 2 hours, yeah, check out the podcast. Sports, iTunes, for. SoundCloud, Stitcher, FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Protected by 245 Tech. Cody McClure, hour 3 headlines, collision course right now.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Virginia defeated Virginia Tech last night, 64-58. As the Cavaliers improve to 23-2 on the year, their only losses are to Duke. Both to Duke, twice. They've lost to Duke 2 times. Virginia, 64-58 over Va Tech. A nice win on the road. I saw a stat this morning that Virginia, one of their players, Kyle Guy. You've heard of Kyle Guy.
Yeah, from Virginia, Kyle Guy.
Yeah, Kyle Guy.
Yeah, what about him?
The Kyle Guy? He hit... He scored 23 points to lead Virginia. He hit 4 threes in the first half, had 17 points at halftime, 0 dribbles on those. 4 catch and shoot threes. Give him the ball, boom, Kyle Guy.
Who does he think he is? Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson.
And Klay Thompson scores 30 points with like 2 dribbles the entire game.
He's quite a guy as well.
Yeah.
Tony Romo.
See what you did there.
Yeah. Tony Romo has gotten a sponsor's exemption for the AT&T Byron Nelson event. The former Cowboys quarterback, Tony Romo, who is now a broadcaster in the booth, will play in his second PGA Tour event closer to home, accepting a sponsor's exemption into the AT&T Byron Nelson. Romo will tee it up alongside top tour players like Jordan Spieth and Ryan Palmer at Trinity Forest Golf Club in Dallas, his home course.
I don't know how golf fans feel about this, but it makes me care about it more.
Otherwise, you probably wouldn't tune in to the Byron Nelson.
I mean, I'm probably still not going to actually tune in, but I'll check to see what Romo scores. I want to see how Romo does. So like I said, I don't know how golf fans feel about it, whether or not it makes them happy or mad, or they feel like it's a sideshow or whatever, but